Are there a bunch of old people?
No.
Okay.
Everyone that I talked to was my age. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, they were all my age.
Good.
Which is nice, because...
That last place you worked, some old bitches.
Right.
I'm not trying to be ageist, because old people can be lovely,
mm-hmm.
but they were all, like, bitter-ass 60-year-old women.
Yeah, there were... There's some interesting people there. I don't want to say anything bad, because, you know...
No, that's fine.
I need to wait until I got a new job.
Right, before you can talk shit. I can talk shit because I ain't worked there in 4 years.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I can talk shit because I worked some old bitches.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4762. I say chew. VFO for Monday, the 11th of May, 2026. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatties, buckle up. Oh, Gassy's Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you gassies today, because y'all, well, I tell you what, let's just get right into it. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gassy, y'all, over the weekend got numerous gas reports from different folks. Y'all, we'll just go in order of price from the least expensive to the most of the reports I got. Y'all, Moose P up there in the North Kakalaki, I think his has come down a little bit. He's reporting $4.14. The Laughing Buddha up there in the St. Paul, Minnesota, he's reporting $4.29. Y'all, that veritable Virgo. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. His car that he leases, it takes the high test. And he says that it was running anywhere from $4.79 to $5.19 a gallon for the high test. And y'all, the winner, the most over the top, y'all, reporting from the corner of Market and Castro Streets. Y'all, this is the station that, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, the gas was $1.85 a gallon. I've told this story before. It was $1.85 a gallon, and I said, who in their right mind would pay $1.85 a gallon? Big Fatty, everybody nowadays. It's true. But y'all, the regular at the gas station at the corner of Market and Castro, reported to us by Tim in Alaxa, who evidently is visiting San Francisco. Yes, because one of his places. He's reporting regular. It's at $6.97 a gallon. Big Fatty, ooh, you may have to help me up off the flow.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, before we get into the celebrations of exiting the birth canal, I just thought I would share that the old gal, I had sent her a birthday e-letter, and she wrote back to say, thank you, you precious man, and all the BS about how you basically fall apart at 70, they're exactly right. Big Fatty, and y'all, he signed it Gramps. Big Fatty, well, that puts you Gramps in waiting, it's true, I am. But y'all, today, the 11th of May, y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the Burke Canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he goes way back with the BFO. Y'all, he is the creator of the now defunct BFO app for your cellular device. Y'all used to be over there in the UK, but y'all moved north. Move north up there near Edinburgh. Y'all, he's recently gotten on the Blue Butterfly. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Steve in Scotland. Big Daddy, we love Steve in Scotland. We do indeed. And y'all, I've met this next person several times down there at Rat World. The most recent, this past fall, when he and Daniel Biba joined Flo and Granny and the Nip and I for our vacay down there for dinner. And and y'all, just as nice a person as you can meet. Yes, but he works for Rat World, too. Y'all, I am talking about the better half of Daniel and Zach. Big Fatty, would that be Zach? It would be Zach. Big Fatty, we love Zach. We do indeed. And y'all, finally, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. So speaking of defunct, he's a co-host of the Stinky Orangutans. Y'all always has a poop story to share. Big Fatty more than most, it's true. Y'all met him face-to-face in Nolens at Pride 48. Y'all, I'm talking about Adam from the Foul Monkeys. Big Fatty, we love Adam. So y'all, if you see Steven Scotland, Zach, or Adam, wish him a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I guess y'all, the last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. Y'all can't think of anything in particular about Thursday evening. Y'all, it's the weather here has gotten, well, actually it was okay for the weekend. It was very nice on Fright, but Saturday was kind of overcast. Didn't get any rain out of it. I mean, it may have spit a little bit. And then Sunday, y'all, supposed to be overcast. Y'all, as hot as blue blazes. That sun is out there. It's just going to bake you. Yes, Big Fatty, like a cake. Yes. anyway, y'all, I'm getting ready. You know, getting ready for right. At Fatty's, and y'all, I'm you know, just kind of, I've set the table and everything, and I've prepared everything that I possibly could prepare ahead of time when this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes. Squeaky gentleman caller, I agree. Y'all, this was a new gentleman caller. I think he works near Fat Acres, and we had chatted on the Grin Doctor before, but just had never gotten together. And y'all, a little out of character, y'all. He's 46, big daddy. Talk about gramps. But y'all, he came over. And, y'all, there was some delicious Bobo honk at me, Fatty. And so, anyway, y'all, needless to say, we both enjoyed ourselves, to completion, me, Fatty. Y'all, I think he may come back. Yes, Big Fatty. Well, you know, what can I say? Anyway, move the show forward. But anyway, y'all had Granny and Durwood and the Nip come by for right. In fact, y'all had a charcuterie board. Then we had a solid. We had I called it a Chinese solid, but it was more like a Japanese solid. But I mean, we'll call it an Asian salad, shall we? Yes, we put an Asian salad. You know, if I was Mr. Cackle, I'd have a gong to play here. What was I saying, y'all? So we had grilled, marinated pork chops. And we had mashed cauliflower, just loaded with butter. And we had the Asian solid was the just the basic solid greens with Chinese noodles. And I had what do you call them? The little not tangerine, mandarin oranges. I drained them and put them in the solid. And y'all, then I had that Mikado Japanese dressing. You know, if you go to the Japanese steakhouse, they always give you a solid with that ginger dressing on it. It's kind of thick. And y'all, it was delicious. But we had the marinated grilled pork chops and the mashed cauliflower. And there was something else, too. I had made some brown onion and mushroom gravy and fried Brussels sprouts. And then for dessert, we had rainbow sherbet with a kukri. And y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And so everybody had a good time. Y'all, the three of them, they were heading out to have a cocktail. And normally, when people get home on for right night, they send a message, okay, I'm home. Didn't hear a thing from any of them. So I assumed that they had gone to glory. And checked on Saturday morning, they had not. They had not. So that's that. then on Saturday, y'all have done my nipple walking all weekend. I have not been able to watch the Atlanta Braves because they've been playing out there in the City of Angels. Out in the IN, I believe, and that Joe Batants are out there in the City of Angels. And y'all, they play so late on East Coast time. Now, they are playing an afternoon game, which I'm going to watch. It comes on in about an hour. so I'm going to watch that on Sunday. Y'all, they got the ass beat Friday night, but they came back and they won Saturday night. And anyway, y'all, it was just a nice, relaxing day here in Fat Acres on Saturday. And y'all slept like a baby Saturday night. Y'all, are you sitting down? I slept for 10 hours and 28 minutes. Big fatty. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And needless to say, I'm fit as a fiddle. Big fatty, I wouldn't go that far. But I'm well rested. But y'all got out and did my nipple walking on Sunday morning. Y'all, I was on the phone with my brother, and y'all, he has a gift of gab. And while I was walking, y'all, I walked about 4.5 miles while I was talking to him. And y'all, is well over an hour that we were chitter-chatting. But, you know, that kind of helped the time go by. And I didn't feel quite as hot while I was walking. But y'all came back, I watched the Jane Pauley show. Y'all, the CBS radio network is going off the air this month. After 99 years, they couldn't just let them do it one more year. No. But anyway, so we'll say farewell. Yes, Big Fatty. But it was a good episode of the Jane Pauley show, Miss Jane Pauley show. And y'all, I finished watching that while I was cooling down, and y'all, then I got myself a shirt. Y'all, I felt like $1 million. And got out of the shirt, and I decided I was just going to put my feet up for a little bit. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you were probably exhausted from that shower. Oh, you have no idea. And so, y'all, I played a little, I've played some Candy Crush while I was watching Miss Jane Pauley's show, but I did my Wordle. Y'all, when I got up Sunday morning, I, of course, had my brufkus and did my puzzles and read the paper. I did the, what are those? It's the Dice with Friends and the Words with Friends. Did those while I was in the supine position. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Anything with soup in it. It's true. Y'all, speaking of soup, who was talking about making their own broth? I don't remember. Somebody was talking about it on something, and I don't remember. Oh, it was Mrs. La 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 Lauren, the number one fan of the BA. Y'all, by the way, she had a pretty butterfly that she posted on the blue butterfly. But you know, y'all, it really, really is a requirement. If you're going to be the number one fan of the BFO, you have to enjoy soup. Y'all, speaking of soup, y'all, my youngest daughter, Nessa, y'all, she's teaching a class, and she had to giggle because one of the students in her class is named Myron. You know, like the old gal, Myron, and every time she hears his name, that's what she thinks of, is Myron. But anyway, but y'all, I'm waiting to record the LFC with Beta, but y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear. God, see, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all got a testimonium from my sister-in-law and her youngest daughter. This is my brother's family, the one that passed away. Y'all, they're going to be in Charleston from Wednesday evening till late Friday afternoon. So they're coming for a funeral. But I think we're going to get together for lunch or something while they're visiting. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll be lovely. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, we may have to play the bagpipes for the stinky orangutans. I don't know what's going on. But, Adam, I know it's your birthday today. And when you think of Big Fatty, what do you think of?
I can talk shit because I work some old bitches.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. He's one of the old bitches, or gramps and boys.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.